It's 9 a.m. on a recent Wednesday morning, and three members of Santa Rosa's Redwood Gospel Mission are already hours into coffee roasting at a Berkeley co-op. One of them is Bob Baxter. He's at the controls of a huge coffee roaster.
I'm looking at a roasting curve, time versus temperature. I'm near the end of the roast, and the exothermic reaction is occurring right now where the beans are releasing heat, so I don't have to apply more heat.
Baxter has been roasting for only 4 months, and he says it was a lot to learn at first. But his background in chemistry and his taste for coffee has helped.
Never thought I'd be doing something like this in my life. It's definitely a unique experience.
Today, Baxter is roasting beans from Brazil.
At the beginning, it smells like grass, and then straw, and then wheat. And right after wheat, it actually smells like bread.
Baxter is one of about a dozen men who have gone through the Redwood Gospel Mission's coffee roasting class, part of the mission's New Life Rehabilitation Program that serves men and women in recovery from homelessness or drug abuse. Max Bretzky is the director of the coffee program. He says the nearly year-old program has seen some bumps in the road.
A lot of ruined coffees at first, but we're in the swing of things, and now I'm comfortable enough with it to actually train people on it and explain how they work.
And a year ago, what's now known as the Redwood Gospel Coffee Company roasted about 10 pounds of coffee beans a week. Now, they're up to 150 pounds a week. Bretzky says the three-month program is designed to educate and train people in all things coffee, with the end goal of working in the industry.
If they're in an interview, someone's asking, you know, do you know how to operate this and this and this, they're going to have the vocabulary and the know-how to use that equipment and those machines in order to do that. So it really does prepare them to go out and apply for any production roaster position that they want to.
And Bretzky says another goal is to build relationships with the coffee farmers they get their beans from, and to promote fair and sustainable trade.
So that's a huge part of our mission, and what we're doing is we're providing job training, but we're also going to the source, and we're trying to elevate their standard of living there and elevate their livelihood.
Down in the roasting space, Timothy Kitchen is packing up beans to be delivered to about 30 churches in Sonoma County. Kitchen says he jumped at the opportunity to learn how to roast.
I wake up and I can face the day when I smell the coffee, you know, and the little lift it gives you. And it's a social beverage, you know, you go out to coffee with friends. It comes from all over the world. I feel like I'm connected all over the world now. We use beans from Kenya, Papua New Guinea, Colombia.
Kitchen says coffee has taught him that he is still teachable.
It was a lot more technical than I thought it was going to be, but Max is really great. He's a really good teacher, and he's instilled quite a bit of confidence in me, and now I can do it. I've actually applied at a coffee roaster.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.